The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 7, Samuel, Saul and David. During the time of the judges, a childless woman called Hannah went to pray at the shrine named Shiloh, served by the priest Eli. She promised that, if she were granted a child, she would dedicate him to God. Soon afterwards she bore a son, whom she named Samuel. When he was of an age to leave home, he gave him to serve God in the shrine. One night God called him. At first Samuel thought Eli was summoning him, but Eli realized what was happening and instructed him that when the call came again he was to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." He spoke as commanded and was given the message that Eli's sons were unworthy of the priestly office. In manhood, Samuel became judge over all Israel. He called his people back to the worship of God and led them to victory in battle over the Philistines. However, his sons, like Eli's, proved unworthy to succeed him, and agitation grew for a king. Samuel warned the people that a king would exploit them for his own purposes and would weaken their reliance on God. But they persisted in their demand. So Samuel selected a young man named Saul from the tribe of Benjamin and anointed him as king. Saul quickly proved himself as a military leader, as did his son Jonathan. But they had a hard task maintaining themselves against the Philistines, and Saul angered Samuel by disobeying God's commands. Samuel therefore looked for another king, and secretly anointed David, the youngest son of Jesse of Bethlehem, from the tribe of Judah. Saul was frequently attacked by an evil spirit. So, because David was a skilled musician, he was summoned to the court to play to him and to rescue him from rage and melancholy. David achieved a wider fame when he overcame the giant Goliath, a Philistine champion, killing him with a stone from a sling. He became a successful military leader and a close friend of Jonathan. He was given a daughter of Saul in marriage. Saul, however, grew jealous of David and plotted to kill him. But with Jonathan's help, David escaped. He became an outlaw, constantly on the run, and eventually took service with the Philistines. He was not, however, with them at the Battle of Gilboa, at which the Israelites were defeated and both Saul and Jonathan were killed. These deaths cleared the way for David to claim the throne. Taken from the first book of Samuel.